1991 was the first observed occurrence of a mer actually standing on the island. And since 1991, they've been seen occasionally in random years until about, 2004 or so, there started to be occurrences of more than just one, a few, a dozen birds standing on the rocks. And then by this year, we noticed, a significant number of them standing there and starting to hold territories. And I think that was sort of an indicator of a natural progression in terms of a species that's recolonizing. It doesn't happen overnight. These species are extremely fidelic to their breeding sites, so once pair bonds form and pairs are established, they'll return to the same nook on the same rock cliff to raise their young every year. And so because of that, their young are also tied to their colonies, so they don't disperse very far. So this is one of the reasons why we didn't see recolonization for such a long time, is that for pretty much all seabirds are extremely fidelic to their locations where they breed, so the young come back to where they're hatched, and they don't generally disperse very far. So it took a long time for this to manifest, and that's just kind of a unique thing to see. You don't see natural recolonization events in seabird populations that often.